For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they have. Not so much anymore, huh? But in many ways, yes. You know, the sun still rises, the sun still sets, the rivers flow into the sea. Verse 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, I think. But if we sin, for, if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth to me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verses 30. If we sin willfully, it's not if we sin at all, because if that were so, then I should lose hope, and I have to maintain hope, right? So I have to preach the gospel that's been preached to me, that's been given to me, and that is one of a race and of progress. I'm running a race to win. And in that race, I move forward, not backwards. But still, what about the sinning willfully? What's that mean? Does it mean if I want to sin? No, that's just lust. Lust, desire. What it means is willfully means voluntarily. And he gives the meaning of it very simply. Who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God? And it's kind of the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified and a holy thing. It is when you, as he said before in another place, when you cast it aside, if you fall away, if you having been fully enlightened, tasting the good things of God in the true sense, not in the sense of that it's given to you in these houses of death that we are calling churches these days, fall away from that, you might have some hope. Really. It's only in recognizing the devilishness of those places that you have hope. Sinning willfully means to turn with the will and say, I do not want to follow Jesus Christ. I do not want to be free from sin. I want to sin. I want to make my own way. I want to do my own way. I want to be my own man. I don't want to yield up my life to Christ. And this is the inward work of the heart, where you say, no, no more. I turn aside from the path. I am not going to follow Christ. The covenant, the blood, I do not value it. It doesn't help me. I don't want it. You know, it's not so much of like saying it doesn't help. It's saying, it's one thing to say, God, you're not helping me. No, no. To where you say, God, I reject your covenant. I reject the sacrifice of Christ. You don't have to say it in all these words, but it is all the things that go along with that. And it is a heart turning to back to sin. Not just to commit sin in the sense of like, oh, God, I just got to have a drink. God, for, you know, I don't really want it, but I want to. And then you just kind of forget. I don't see that as willful sinning. And you could argue with me, and I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to say it's something much more, if you want to make this really tight, you can. You can make this so tight that you can put people into despair. Because this is the despair verse that terrifies people. Because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You know, I've sinned. I sinned after I had the Holy Ghost. That terrified me. But eventually I came to realize, you know what? If I don't move ahead, it's certain I will fall. It is certain. If I don't, all I can do is keep on believing and keep on trying and keep on seeking and keep on claiming promises, the promises, all of them. Keep on pressing after righteousness, running the race. That's all I could do. Because if I were to quit, then I would be no doubt that this was true of me. There would be no doubt. If I were to say, oh, I blew it. I guess I'll just do what pleases me. Forget the covenant, forget the Bible, forget Christ. I'll just, you know, do what I want, when I want, how I want it. I'll just do as I please. I'm going to just, you know, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. A servant is not a willful person. Willful is when the Son makes you free. And you say, and it makes you free in a sense of you've entered into His covenant. And I would tend to think, now people would look at this and say, well, how does this fit in with predestination? Well, if someone were to, this is all hypothetically. It is an if. If someone is elect of God, they will not turn back. They will not go back. This is not going to happen to God's elect. It would, you know, like you look at Judas. There's an example of someone who was chosen of God, but for an evil purpose, to bring forth the betrayal. So this is all hypothetical. This is what you look at, you know, a certain fearful looking for of judgment. That's what there should be, is looking, oh, the judgment of God is upon me. The indignation of God is going to devour me because I'm His enemy. Right? But this is hypothetical. God's elect are not going to be in that place because His salvation is perfect. It's only for those, you know, like it says, like the Lord said, from him that hath not shall be taken even that he seems to have. I mean, they will think they have salvation, but what they seem to have they will lose also, because they had not. And that's why he says to those who say to him on judgment day, Lord, Lord, they call Jesus Lord, have we not done all these wonderful works in your name? And he will say, I don't know you. I never knew you. I never knew you. But to those who he receives, he says, I've known you from the foundation of the world. I chose you and sanctified you and made you mine. How much sore punishment? Under two or three witnesses, Moses' law could be very severe. But how much sore punishment will come about against those who would do such to the blood of Christ's covenant and done despite to the spirit of grace? The graciousness of God given to you and you set it aside. Verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used.